Listener Production.
Hello, Adam Hemmings with your news briefing. A boating incident has injured up to 20 people in the state's far north. It happened early this morning as the boat passed through the remote horizontal falls about 100 kilometres north of Derby. Some of the injured are being treated in Broome. Damien Whitman from the Royal Flying Doctor Service says others will be flown to Perth.
The patients were on a pontoon at the horizontal falls, so the first part was really getting those patients, and it remained my priority to get those patients to a safe place where we can efficiently and effectively triage them. That is happening at Koolan Island.
The federal government has written to the Fair Work Commission pushing for the minimum wage to increase, but it hasn't stuck to its election commitment to call for a 5.1% hike. The government says it's also arguing for no wage decrease. The Tamil Family and Community Detention in Perth will go home to Bilawila in Queensland. The interim Home Affairs Minister has phoned the family to let them know about his decision. The impact of Andrew Symons on the Aussie cricket team has been remembered at a public memorial. It's been held in Townsville this afternoon after a private service this morning for the 46-year-old. Former skipper Ricky Ponting says he was an incredible teammate.
He made everyone better from being around. And that might have been from a hard conversation or just the throwing a bit of love around. But he made sure if he was in the team that every other person in that team was better for him being there.
In sport, West Coast coach Adam Simpson says they're keen to bounce back from last week's loss in their match tomorrow against the Western Bulldogs.
You know, we won the half. Some younger players are stepping up for us here and there, and there's a little bit of growth. So that's probably what we take out of a disappointing loss, but we set the game up to have a go, and that's our challenge this week.
And Collingwood defender Jordan Roughead has announced his retirement after 201 games. The 31-year-old's decision largely based on medical advice. Perth weather getting down to 11 tonight, then a mostly sunny day tomorrow with a top of 23. Partly cloudy skies on Sunday, a top of 18 the same Monday. Our listener app is the new home for your local news. Join now to listen live or on demand.
Listener.